Hello, everybody. This is J.R. Bjornsson. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. This is the Midday Show hosted by yours truly. And today's podcast is all about the comedy show I got to perform in, a local talent show produced and put together by Stu Hughes and the rest of the Funny Fest Calgary community. Because, it took place in Calgary. I got to perform in Calgary for a talent show to enter for a chance to win $2,000. And these were the beginning rounds, so they do a few of these. And then on April 27th, 2024, everybody that got selected gets to perform in a comedy laugh-off. And the winner from April 27th, 2024, will receive $2,000 for first place, $500 for second, and 24 glorious cans of beer for third place. That's right, 24 cans of beer for third place. Could you be any more Canadian? I do not think so. So I figured I would talk about how I did, and because I actually went through the round. I made it. I got selected for first place of the contest I was in on Friday, so that's to get into the final round. So will I actually get first place on the 27th? Who knows? But let's play the intro and talk more about it right after.
Welcome to the Midday Show, hosted by J.R. Bjornsson, a stand-up comedian, YouTuber, father of five glorious kids. He might be a little blind, but he likes to make you smile. His goal is to help you alleviate some of the daily stress. When you invest time in his podcast, you'll be feeling a little happier. New episodes Monday to Friday, released usually by 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Broadcasting from Central Alberta, Canada. Please welcome J.R. Bjornsson.
Yeah! Welcome to the Midday Show. It's hosted by yours truly, J.R. Bjornsson. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I was in Calgary, Alberta on Saturday. Or no, it was Friday. Look at me, I'm ahead of myself. It was Friday, and just this past Friday, so 2 days ago, I was in Calgary. And I entered myself into the 24th Annual Funny Fest. And how you entered was you uploaded a video of your comedy online, and a committee selects your video and your personality if they think,
"Oh, this guy's pretty funny. He's got it. And, you know, we'll give him an opportunity. We'll give her an opportunity."
And so that's how I was picked among what did he say? 50 other comedians that entered, and I was picked to perform on Friday, and I actually ended up coming in first place on Friday to get into the final round. And there's still a few more days, I believe, left of other comedians who will enter and hopefully get picked as well. And then we kind of take over through a laugh-off on the 27th, and the winning comedian then will receive $2,000 for first place, $500 for second place, and 24 cans of beer for fourth or third place. As you can tell, I still got the endorphins after getting first place on Friday to get into the next round, the final round. And I'm still riding a little bit of a high. It's coming down now. And I figured I would tell you how I felt like I did on Friday. I got first place to get in. But for me, I gotta tell you, I love performing stand-up comedy. It's the best. It is the best feeling in the world. And when you're being judged, it hits differently. I'm just going to turn down my mic because I can hear myself, and that's disorienting. So when you're being judged, it just hits differently. You know, you judge yourself pretty hard. A lot of my fellow comedians will understand. You do your best at every show, every opportunity you get. And there's some nights where, even though your peers tell you, your fellow comedian, your fellow man, even though, you know, they tell you, "Oh, you did great." Of course, at the end of the day, no one's judging you harder than yourself. And on Friday, I know I did pretty good, but I wouldn't say I did the best, you know. He's the best around, and nothing's ever gonna keep him down, you know. For me, I did all right. I think I did pretty good. but the laughs. Let me tell you, when you're about to go on that stage and you know you're being judged by six judges or so, your heart, it pounds, you know. And then just before you get on stage, the pounding of the heart gets worse. Soon you feel like you're in a dance club. Put your hands up in the air, put your hands in. That was my nervous system on Friday. I was sweating fiercely, man. But bravo to the committee. Bravo to the three separate people that guided me from my table to the stage. Because I can tell they've never guided a blind person to a stage before. And just if you happen to be listening to the podcast, guys, thank you so much. You did pretty well. I love how every guide was different. I think I learned 3 to 6 different ways to get to my table because each sighted guide took me a different route to get to the stage. We still ended up at the stage, but at least 3 times, I feel like each different guide took me different ways. Me and 7 other comedians performed at this place in Calgary called the Dog and Duck Pub. And the Dog and Duck Public House, I think is what it's called. And that was exciting. That was very, very fun. I had so much fun. But I was sweating. I was sweating to the point where I told one of the helpers, one of the guides that were helping me get on the stage, I am terribly sorry if you're getting sweat on your shirt. I am so nervous right now. I usually get a little bit nervous for a regular show when I'm, you know, just going. Because I like being the bullet at a lot of my open mics, especially here where I broadcast from my home in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. I love performing here because people know who I am here and the stage never moves. So when you leave your bubble of secureness, when you leave your blanket of happiness and you go somewhere else, of course you're going to be a little bit more nervous because you don't know what the venue looks like or feels like until you're there. So what this means is if I get the opportunity to perform again at the pub known as the Dog and Duck Pub in Calgary, I'll have a better idea of what the floor plan is, but I think not knowing where I am always adds a bit of surprise. It always adds a little bit of nerves. And I gotta tell you, I haven't been that nervous to do a show in a very, very long time. And the coolest thing happened. One of the comedians before the show, when they walked into the room, we had this meeting. The meeting of the minds. No, it was the meeting of all comedians, including Stu Hughes and the rest of the Funny Fest committee. When we all got together, I remember this one comedian, she walks in and she says, "Oh, JR's here. He's going to win this hands down." And, you know, I thought she was kidding, you know, and I thought she was just saying that to be very, very friendly. So I just took it as, "Oh, thanks. I probably won't win. I'm just happy to be here." Because, well, you know, when it comes to stand-up comedy, I'm a very, very humble man. I'm a very humble guy. You give me your trust when you give me that microphone. I don't ever want to misuse it. I don't ever want to let you down. So I'm very, very humble. And when she said that I was going to win, hands down, I just laughed. I said, "You're so friendly. Aw, thank you so much." But needless to say, I actually did end up winning first place. And I went into the comedy show with a script of jokes in my head. I had about 7 jokes. I figured that would be about 5 minutes. And I did rehearse all these jokes up to the day of. I think I spent about 4 days of just rehearsing. And let me tell you, if you weren't there, you would not know that I pandered to the crowd hard. As soon as I did the first blind joke, you know, because with Calgary and Edmonton shows, the blind jokes, they hit, but they don't hit as hard as they do in Red Deer, in my hometown. In Red Deer, people have come to expect the blind jokes, and I never get a bad crowd in Red Deer. And again, this is because Red Deer, Alberta is my comfort zone, right? I live here. These are my people. I've been here for at least 8 years. These people have come to know me, come to love me, and most of us are on a first-name base, except I'm usually like, "You there! Good to see you again." I don't know. That's close enough to a first-name base. So when I did the blind jokes in Calgary and people were loving them, I had known that I'm going to stick to this set of blind jokes. I think 80% of the jokes I told at the show on Friday to get into Funny Fest, those were not on my script. The only joke that was on my script when it came to Funny Fest was the joke where I said I quit going to the gym because I wasn't seeing the results. And, you know, next to the classic 50 Shades of Grey joke I have, but regarding writing a Braille novel. Those two were the main jokes that I had coming into the show. Those are the only two jokes on my entire script that I actually used. The rest, once I found out the crowd was a big fan of the blind jokes, the rest, it all was just top of the head. Like taking my kids to the arcade at the Chinook Center. I do take my kids to the arcade at the Chinook Center in Calgary at least 4 times a year. But I never actually go to the Cineplex and try to get free tickets to watch a movie because I can't see. That one, that joke, if you were there that night, that one was just made up. And the other joke that I had that didn't really make sense to me but made sense to the audience, because I was borderline having an anxiety attack while I was on stage. And the joke I told in the highest part of my anxiety attack was, you know, I'm blind. What am I going to do? Look at that drywall over there. Oh, yeah, that feels like some good wall. Oh, look at that wall. It's got to be drywall. It's got to be some wood. Got to be some nails in there. We haven't caved in yet. And I was saying that to comfort myself. And then everybody else in the crowd just absolutely went ham wild. They loved it so much. And once I did that joke and I realized what kind of crowd I was dealing with in Calgary, it all made sense. And I was able to relax my nerves, right? And I'm so excited to go back on the 27th. And then my hype man, his name is Glenn. He's been a big fan of mine since, oh my goodness, probably the beginning of my career. Probably like 2018, Glenn showed up. I started doing comedy in 2017. And, you know, I always make the joke that I'm Red Deer famous because everybody in Red Deer has seen me at least 8 times. So I call myself Red Deer famous. It's only 100,000 people, but I'll take it. And Glenn ended up telling one of the comedians, you know, that's not even JR's best material. You've seen nothing yet. And I'm like, way to go, hype man, way to go. Now I have to bring in even more of my best and probably stick to my material. So the finals of Funny Fest are coming up starting on April 27th. And I'll have more details on that. If you're interested in following along the journey, you can follow my TikTok, Blind Guy Comedy, on TikTok. And sometimes I'll post on YouTube. And how far are we going here? Oh, boy. For a podcast that's normally 10 minutes, we're at 13 minutes. So I think I'm going to make like a Tom and Cruise. I just wanted to share with you, my podcasting audience, the awesome information that I ended up going through, and I'm happy to be in the finals of Funny Fest 2024. And just, you know, follow your dreams. I know it sounds like a bunch of nonsense, but just do what makes you happy. And for me, stand-up comedy makes me happy, and maybe just one day I can make it my income. That'd be great, right? Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. As always, the Midday Show with J.R.B. Aronson is uploaded usually on a weekday. Not every day, but sometimes on a weekday. You can catch us on YouTube on my official YouTube channel, j.r.baronson, on YouTube, capital J period, capital R period, space B. Aronson, a B, a J, O-R-N-S-O-N. And that's uploaded there as well. And you can catch this podcast on Spotify and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much to Spotify for Podcasters, or Podcasters for Spotify, whatever you change your name to. They are the official distributors of this podcast. All right, I'm gone. I will see you later. Hit that quitting time whistle. I guess. I, we'll take it. All right, we'll take it.